interacting with these people on a personal basis for enough time that you can actually demonstrate to them the success of turning their thoughts into a less adversarial position and into a more yielding, and in other words, you can literally teach them alignment with who they are as a precursor for alignment with what they want. And that's what they must learn. You can't get what you want until you come into alignment with who you are. That's what's wrong with the legal system. Yeah. The legal system works not at all to bring you into alignment. In fact, it seeks to tear you apart. Very good.
That's what I wanted. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Do you think that you want someone on your side? Let's say that you have a partner and you have another thing going on with someone else, and your partner takes the other one's side. Troubling? We're just trying to stir you up a little bit. In other words, the answer to the first question is yes, I do like someone on my side. And the reason that you do like someone on your side is because when someone's on your side, you feel more justified in where you are. And the interesting thing about this art of allowing that we're all engaged in here is that your inner being is always on your side, but will never join you in your negative rant. In other words, how is it that your inner being can be always focused on you and always rooting for you and always knowing your value and always believing in you and always knowing your possibilities and always calling you toward them, but not joining you in your negative rant as you push against someone else? And so, as a result of wanting someone on your side, you've lined all your human friends up to be there for me, to join this negative rant with me. You'll even pay attorneys to represent you in pushing against. And we say, if instead of getting others to join you where you are, if you would let your entire effort be toward coming into alignment with who you are, oh, your life would work so well. And so, if you have a friend who refuses to be there for you, we're talking to our friend who will be the negotiator, the mediator. If you will help anyone that you are interacting with understand that you are so much on their side that you will not join them in their negative pushing against, in time you will show them the power of true alignment. One who is connected to Source is more powerful than a million who are not.
Yes, indeed. First, I'd like to thank Jerry for his brilliant, inquisitive mind, and Esther for allowing and being such a love, and for you in our lives. Life is so good, and it's getting better and better. I have a question that will come in the end of a little experience I'd like to share with you. I had to have a root. I would say that this is a joyous root canal experience. Because it was. I had to go have root canal, so I pre-paved the whole thing, and I knew exactly how it was going to take place. I was in peace, I was in my well-being, which I am most of the time, and I knew that it would be painless, and it would only take 20 minutes. So we go to this doctor's office, beautiful office, my husband and I, and I was so delicious inside of myself. And the nurse comes and brings papers to fill out. And I did. And on the other side, it said that some of the drugs that they would put on you, it could be fatal. And at that minute, I had such a contrast experience, which I don't have so much, that I was beside myself with such an awful contrasting experience to my beingness.
They really know how to lie.